The dire warnings of the effects of Wall Street's financial crisis on Main Street is echoing in big emerging economies like India. India has become a hub for business processing operators, or BPOs. American consumers know them as call centers. They take questions and complaints about products or services from companies that may be headquartered here in the U.S. or in Europe or anywhere. But if those companies lose customers, the call centers will close. Zubair Ahmed reports from Mumbai, home to many call centers.
Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers.
Fresh from college, young men and women are learning American, British, and other English accents.
Do you see the picture next to that? Okay. Can you identify who it is?
David Beckham.
David Beckham. Wonderful.
And indeed, it helps if they know famous personalities and familiarize themselves with the cultures of the countries they'll receive calls from. These are considered good jobs, but the U.S. credit crisis is a real threat. India's $11 billion call center industry receives 70% of its work from the U.S. The turmoil in the U.S. financial sector is likely to mean that its growth, which was slowing down anyway, will go down into a lower gear. Jitendra Sanghvi, the Deputy Secretary General of the Indian Merchants Chamber, says the industry's target of reaching $50 billion in 4 years is receding.
Well, I see I'm optimistic in the midst of all this crisis. And maybe that target may be a little delayed. Maybe what is set 2012, maybe 2013, 14 or something. But I don't see any long-term crises.
Aditya Ghia, who runs a company that finds employees for call centers, says the impact on the BPO sector is immediate.
Yes, there is. I mean, most of the companies, most of the captive BPOs also, US-based BPOs, have freeze hiring. We saw the case of Steve Enberry's, which is again filed bankruptcy under Chapter 11. In India, it's known as Unisource. And there were 1,000 people asked to leave from Unisource as well, because the entire retail outlet Steve Enberry's is shutting down in America.
India's exports, too, depend heavily on the world's biggest economy. Buying just over $33 billion, the U.S. is India's biggest customer. And Bangalore, India's own Silicon Valley, is likely to take a harder hit because its contribution to the total Indian exports to the U.S. is 33%, more than any other Indian IT cities. Logically, even if the U.S. economy sneezes, it should affect its Indian counterpart. But Arvind Bansal, head of investments at the investment firm ING, says the impact will be felt on financial sector rather than the economy itself.
I think you have to divide in two parts. One is the real economy and then second is the financial economy. A real economy is still insulated. You know, you have primarily still a domestic economy. The financial economy is, you know, globally linked. Capital flows will impact all sectors because, you know, you have FI money which is coming to stock market and, you know, which impacts the stock prices, and as a result of which, if you want to raise money, either they're available, you have to raise at lower prices, or, you know, it's at the same time, you know, American institutions which were funding various Indian companies, you know, they will, you know, capital raising will be difficult.
With a whopping reserve of $290 billion, India is equipped to deal with the financial crisis. But if it turns into a global recession, India's impressive economic growth will slow. For The World, I'm Zubair Ahmed in Mumbai.